Ellie's Eye, brought to you by Ellis Brown Architects.
Peter, what's Ken's Eye looking at today?
Today, David?
Knickers. And the same to you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Hair Design Studio. Where are you getting the knickers?
Ah. That shop that says Top Drawer. And look at all those illustrations, knickers, bras and other bits that we don't know about.
Oh, my eyes wouldn't be drawn to those.
Well, winter draws on, you know. Well, we're here in what is now called Market Street. It hasn't always been Market Street, or this bit hasn't. This was Wellington Square at one time, which was a bit of a strange name for a road that was straight. And all around us we've got these brown brick buildings with arches and a sort of passageway running through, which was a master plan of the planning officer in the 1970s, mm-hmm. that this area would be redeveloped. So instead of a series of old warehouses and cow houses and goodness knows what, eventually it would be redeveloped to become a secondary shopping area with this pedestrianised way, which in his mind was based on Chester, but of course it's not like Chester. Mm. So people could walk along the full length, sort of a couple of hundred yards, 150 yards, looking in shop windows, but if it's raining or whatever, you're covered. Well, strangely enough, it has gradually got that way. It's taken a heck of a long time, but as you'll see, all the brown brick is different shades of brown. You can get a straight run there, apart from one bit in the middle.
Yes.
Which has got solid doors going into a yard, so that has broken the pattern. If you ever come along here in the daytime, you'll not get through half of it because the shops that occupy the buildings have got no waste storage, so they throw all their cardboard cartons and wheelie bins and stuff into the passage. So the idea was good.
Really.
It hasn't worked.
And there's something else that prevents it being a straight run, isn't there?
Well, that's this building, which is the one we're really looking at. This is the Knicker building. This, in fact, was one of the old warehouses that faced on to Wellington Square. It was, in fact, in stone and whitewashed and whitewashed and whitewashed. So it was never rendered. And this linked on to a yard and a bit of a shop on the other side facing Castle Street, which at one time I think was Mr. Corlett's, the painter's. And in the 70s, just moving into the 80s, it became the Victoria Arcade. It was rebuilt and it had a plastic domed roof coming through the middle and an ice cream parlour and a hairdressing up on top. And then you went through a series of stalls, in reality, ending up at the back here with this Top Drawer ladies' unmentionables shop. You had a separate entrance going up so you could get to the cafe, you could also get to the hairdressers from the rear. So obviously something needed to be done with this. The planning officer said, oh, you must pull it down and you must put your arches and whatever.
Yeah.
And the argument was, well, why must we do that? The building's there. You can't actually tell us that you've got to pull it down. So they conceded, and this is where I learnt this business of it's meant to be Chester. So I said, well, if it's Chester, it's half timbered. So what in fact was done, I was involved in this architecturally at the time. Well, it designed the whole complex, which of course is now very much broken up. So what we did, Mills Brothers were working on it. They were the plastering contractors for Skillicorns. So the whole of the rear was rendered, and then this half timbering is applied, and it's not wood stuck on to the surface.
Looks like
it's
it.
It's actually cement.
Is it?
And one thing I was most insistent on, that rather than it being black and white, which half timbering shouldn't be, it should be the wood colour, that it was painted brown, but equally then, when they plastered it, they had to put grain into the surface, so it wasn't just straight. But more important, it had to appear to be structurally a timber building. Now, a timber building, timber frame, has joints.
Yes.
Where the joints are, you have a peg that is wedged and knocked through,
yes,
which holds that joint in place. So, again, Mills Brothers, Freddie and Bernie, were involved, put the pegs in cement on all the intersections.
So they, in fact, are just sort of stuck on there, and they don't go anywhere, do they?
They don't go anywhere, but the idea was, you know, the general impression was that it was a structural half-timbered building. So this is the Chester bit. The rest, well, I'll leave it to you to decide. One day, of course, this will disappear. No doubt it will become another of these brown brick buildings. The interesting thing is that all the others were set back. So the line of the arches would, in fact, have taken a slice off this shop had it have been done. But the next one, where F.K. Smith's used to be, which was demolished and rebuilt, you notice actually comes out another 4 feet.
Yeah.
So the master plan really is not quite as master as it should be.
Many of the most iconic buildings around the island have been designed by Ellis Brown Architects. Keep up with Ellis Brown today on Facebook or via ellisbrown.im.